Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now listen to the four statements. A.
The men are doing some handiwork.
B.
One man is handing something to the other.
C.
The men have their arms around one another.
D.
The men are shaking hands.
Statement D.
The men are shaking hands.
Is the best description of the picture. So you should select answer D and mark it on your answer sheet. Now part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
The people have gathered at the table for a meal.
B.
The people are setting the table.
C.
Some people are putting food on their plates.
D.
Some people are cooking food outdoors.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
Some plants have been arranged in a row.
B.
Some shrubs are being planted along a street.
C.
A street light is being repaired.
D.
A ladder is propped against a pole.
Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
One of the workers is kneeling on the floor.
B.
People are working next to each other.
C.
A boat is sailing toward a pier.
D.
A wooden bench is being repaired.
Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Now let us begin with question number 4. Number 4.
What is the name of the company you're working for now?
A.
For Mr. Jackson.
B.
Everything is working smoothly.
C.
JKK Electronics.
Number 5.
Who will be the next marketing director now that Mr. Parker resigned?
A.
Ryan Kim will be in charge of that.
B.
Yes, he will resign in a week.
C.
We should design a new syllabus for the third year.
Number 6.
What shift is Mr. Jackson working on Friday?
A.
Could you help me shift some furniture?
B.
The afternoon one.
C.
Saturday is better.
Number 7.
What time will Mr. Brown come back to the office?
A.
No, I haven't seen him.
B.
You should ask his secretary.
C.
In front of the building.
Number 8.
Which advertisement do you like better, the green one or the white one?
A.
In my case, the green one seems better.
B.
Your advertisement said it is $450 a month.
C.
That's a good choice.
Number 9.
I found the professional development program useful.
A.
I couldn't agree more.
B.
They are professionals.
C.
He's a full-time employee.
Number 10.
When are you going to send out the agenda for the 11 o'clock meeting?
A.
The next item on the agenda is the publicity budget.
B.
12 o'clock sounds better.
C.
Please give me 10 minutes.
Number 11.
Where can I mail this package?
A.
At the post office, next to our building.
B.
Yes, I can help you.
C.
The address was wrong.
Number 12.
Who was chosen for the advertising project?
A.
Contact Miss Kim.
B.
Mr. Scott was transferred to the New York office.
C.
The project is in its final stages.
Number 13.
When should I meet you at the hotel?
A.
In the lobby.
B.
All the rooms were booked.
C.
It starts at 7 o'clock.
Number 14. I'd like to return the shirt.
A. I like the blue ones.
B.
For many reasons.
C.
Would you like to exchange it for something else?
Number 15.
I think I left my umbrella in the bookstore.
A. I haven't finished reading it. B. I guess it was about 5:30. C. Why don't you give them a call?
Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time.
Questions 16 through 18 refer to the following conversation. Jae Young, can you help me? Do you know of a wholesale source for glassware?
Of course. I know of a supplier who sells better quality wine glasses. It's a new enterprise called Crystal Company.
I'm actually looking for a diverse range of glassware, but I can check their website to find out about their product line.
Could you phone me to let me know what you find out? I'll be out the rest of today, but we can talk over the weekend.
Number 16. What is the man looking for?
Number 17. How will he obtain more information about what he needs?
Number 18.
When does the woman want to speak to the man again? Questions 19 through 21 refer to the following conversation.
I'm not familiar with numbers, so my spouse usually files our taxes. She does all the calculations and completes the forms.
Wow. In my case, I usually have to pay an accountant to prepare my taxes, and even then, I sometimes miss the deadline.
I understand. Last year was the one time I filed our taxes, but I did it 2 months after the deadline and had to pay a penalty.
Yes. The penalty is 5% of what you owe, isn't it?
That's why my spouse is the one who usually files my taxes.
Number 19.
Who usually prepares the man's taxes?
Number 20.
When did the man file his taxes last year?
Number 21.
What is the penalty for missing the deadline? Questions 22 through 24 refer to the following conversation.
We need to examine the date for our Binky doll sales before we decide how to modify it.
Several companies have successfully experimented with modifications such as bright colors and noisemakers.
Consumers today are anxious about inflation, so our next modification should be to make the doll cheaper. I think if we lower the price by 15%, we can increase sales by 30% or more.
Maybe so, but you can't just assume those figures. You need to do some systematic price and sales research first.
Number 22. What does the woman want to do with the doll? Number 23. How much does the woman think that sales will increase? Number 24. What does the man suggest that the woman do? Questions 25 through 27 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. Well, that's it for today's factory tour. I hope you enjoyed your first tour. From now on, I would be glad to answer any questions you may have.
Very informative. I have a question. I am sure that this tour seems like a great location for a field trip. I'd like to visit your plant with co-workers again, if time permits. I am wondering, are co-workers have to pay the same entrance fee?
Also, would there be a discount for bringing their children?
How many people do we need to get the group rate?
Actually, the 30% discount applies only to members of 10 or more. Children under 18 are not admitted to our factory.
I see. When do you offer tours?
You can visit anytime we're open. Here's my business card. Please feel free to contact me at any time if you need anything. I can reserve a tour for your group. Number 25. Who most likely is the man? Number 26. What do the women ask about? Number 27. What does the man offer to do? Questions 28 through 30 refer to the following conversation.
Hi. I'm looking for a pair of headphones with noise control.
It sounds like you need ones with professional features.
Yes, I work at a music studio, and I need ones that could eliminate all outside noise.
I think the D Pro would be best for you, but we only have one pair left on the display stand.
Well, in that case, can I get a discount if I buy it now?
Unfortunately, I'd like to say yes, but I'm afraid I can't.
I think that paying the full price wouldn't be fair. It isn't new, is it?
Well, as I know, we have an interest-free installment plan for up to 6 months instead.
Number 28. What does the woman want to buy? Number 29. What does the man imply when he says,
"I'd like to say yes, but I'm afraid I can't."
Number 30. What does the man offer? Questions 31 through 33 refer to the following conversation and schedule. I would like to hear your opinion on what we have so far. I would like to talk about our commercial for Vanvo Publishing.
Of course. Jaegun, but do you know that I'm going to the Jackson Marketing Seminar in Seoul on Friday?
Oh, really? What about Monday? My afternoon schedule is almost full, but I should have some free time in the morning.
Sure. Monday morning works well for me.
Actually, I have a client meeting in the morning for a while, but let's meet right after that. Why don't we have lunch together and talk about it more?
That sounds perfect for me.
Okay, I'll reserve a meeting room. Number 31. According to the woman, what will happen on Friday? Number 32. Look at the graphic. What time will the speakers most likely meet? Number 33. What does the man say he is going to do? Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 34 through 36 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Moore. This is Melissa, the property manager of Corgan Properties. An apartment with 4 rooms is available in the East Wing. It's quite spacious, and both the security system and heat are included in the rent. But the construction in front of your unit won't finish until next week, so you may have to endure some noise and inconvenience. Please call me right away if it meets your needs. I bet you will love this property. Thank you.
Number 34. Who is the listener for the telephone message? Number 35. What is true about the apartment? Number 36. Why does the speaker say,
"Please call me right away if it meets your needs"?
Questions 37 through 39 refer to the following recorded message.
Hello. You've reached the Hera Museum information line. This announcement is being recorded at 9:30 p.m., Wednesday, March 17th. The museum continues to operate on a daily basis from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and our staff will be unavailable until the next business day. Individual or group tours may be booked on arrival at the reception desk. We now just offer museum news and events on the wire. Besides museum news and events, for more information, visit our webpage at www.heramuseum.org.
Number 37. When will the speaker talk on the phone with the staff? Number 38. Why are the museum employees unavailable on the phone? Number 39. According to the speaker, how can visitors make a reservation for the tour? Questions 40 through 42 refer to the following advertisement.
Wasting time to go to work? Try to learn on your way to work with Commute and Learn, the audio learning application. Learning while you commute will be a lot easier than ever. We serve a variety of classes for the everyday commuters, from foreign languages to subjects like economy and history. The classes are easy to access and complete in an hour audio programs. Don't miss the chance to listen while you commute. For more information, visit our website at www.commuteandlearn.com and check up the lessons we provide.
Number 40. What is being advertised? Number 41. For whom is the product intended? Number 42. What can be found at the company's website? Questions 43 through 45 refer to the following talk. I appreciate that you, the bank's loan committee, allow us to make this presentation concerning our development plans. I'd like to introduce Marks and Mara Developments, who specializes in developing the city entertainment facilities. We hope we could build a wide range of world-class attractions throughout our city. In order to discuss the financial details of the project, I will distribute a budget plan we have made for the amusement facilities. Number 43. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 44. What does the speaker propose to build? Number 45. What will the listeners receive first? Questions 46 through 48 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and survey result.
Today, I'd like to distribute the recent results from the member survey of our fitness center. I summarized the top four answers to the question, "What improvements are in need for our fitness center?" This member survey states that most of our members require much more diverse range of exercise equipment. Unfortunately, due to the tight budget, we can't afford to buy some more equipment right away. However, we could rent a series of exercise equipment from the Fitness Club Association at a reasonable price. If you are available, I'd like you to make a list of equipment we need.
Number 46. What is the purpose of this meeting? Number 47. Look at the graphic. What survey result does the speaker want to improve? Number 48. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.